there's going to be a lot that comes out. This is about money, guys. Well, it's about setting an example and letting folks know that the criminals run Jackson. You citizens, you taxpaying, law-abiding citizens, you don't run this city. The criminals do. And they were just here to remind you of that. This was a reminder to get in line and know your role. Criminals come first in Jackson. You do not mess with our criminals. That's why they're so mad at Jake Windham over in Pearl. That's why they're going to sue the state over police pursuits. Criminality reigns supreme in Jackson, Mississippi. However, the new Capitol Police, the Jump Out Boys, and all the work they're going to be doing down there, as that thing grows, it ain't going to be going on downtown. Will not be going on down there. But in the Hinds County justice system, if somebody had brought up, oh, well, you know, you still got to go to court in Hinds County. No. They have their own judges in the CCID. So they're going to mess around. It's going to be like Rankin County in the middle of Jackson. It's going to be a beautiful thing. There's going to be tears. It's going to be great. There's going to be mamas releasing doves, playing sad Michael Jackson songs, and starting GoFundMes. I can't wait. I can't wait to see how this all unfolds. But Jackson and Hinds County just told every law enforcement officer that does business in the city or the county that we don't like you. We don't want you here. We will put you in jail for anything. Thomas just texted in because, of course, they're all upset and in a hissy over this white highway patrolman down in Macomb wrestling with a guy in handcuffs, a black guy in handcuffs. Has to be a white guy and a black guy. Always got to be a race thing. But the video that's going around doesn't start till after he's got him back out of the car for some reason. There's people approaching this guy, filming him, cussing him, walking up to him like he's to the highway patrolman. I'm just going to tell you, you just got the wrong show if you think I'm going to somehow sit here and say that cop did anything wrong. We'll see how it plays out. There's an internal investigation that started. And, you know, if he's found to be negligent in some way, we'll discuss it, maybe. I mean, at the end of the day, I just don't care. I really don't. I'm not going to do this fair and balanced thing where every time a cop does something bad, we're going to sit and get on here and rail them. There's plenty of platforms for that. If there's not, start you one. It ain't going to be this one. I mean, if there's blatant stuff, sometimes we'll call it out if it's just absolutely newsworthy. I don't know what this guy did. You know, cops are being killed every day. Cops get killed way more often than people by the cops. So we ain't going to go down that road a whole lot. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's have a conversation here. I think we got Thomas on the line. Right, you're on there.
Yeah, this is Thomas.
I know.
Yeah, man, you kind of wrong when you say stuff like that.
I watched the whole video.
Treading the water, the man football tackled the man while he was in handcuffs for no reason. He didn't say nothing. He didn't do nothing. He wasn't running or nothing. Just football tackled the man, threw him in some bushes while he was handcuffed. Now that he need to be fired. Probably need to be in jail for doing that as well. So let's be real. Keep it real. Stop lying. Stop leaving stuff out, Clay. Because, you know, you tread the line of race or being a racist yourself. Now, I don't understand about you.
What? Let's talk about this video.
Right.
The guy got out of the back seat of the cop car. We don't know how. We don't know how he ended up back out of the cop car because the video doesn't start till he's already out.
Right, but he everything, the cop was standing over here, like he was okay with the guy standing over there. And the black guy that was handcuffed started talking to another white guy, and that's when the cop football tackled him. The highway patrolman football tackled him in handcuffs. Now that's wrong.
So we're going to ignore the guy that stops and gets out of his truck and is walking up. And I hate describing a video on the radio because if people haven't seen it, it's hard to to know what we're talking about. There was people approaching the officer. He's telling them to stop. They're steadily approaching him. You know, you go in, you got to go into self-defense mode. At that point, he's got to get that guy subdued, back in the car.
They were not approaching him. Clay, tell the truth. They were not approaching him. He told them to bag up. They said, we are bagged up, but we're going to continue to record you. What actually was really going on, the cop got caught with his pants down doing something he hadn't had no business doing. And they said they was beating on him prior to them pulling up, catching him, beating on them. He beating on that guy. They were that cop was beating on that guy while he was handcuffed prior. Then some kind of way they end up out the car, that's when the video started. And the cop left the guy alone, and then he football tackled him. Tell the truth, Clay.
Now, I don't know what they saw. But all the video
shows. You saw the video. Tell the video how it went down.
People can go watch the video.
The cop nailed himself because he didn't think nobody was recording him and stuff like that. And he was actually real nervous, and he was all over the place because he knew he was doing something he had no business doing. So he was in his feelings, so he football tackled the guy and threw him in the bushes, man. Why he had handcuffs? That don't make no sense.
You want me to believe?
You ain't nothing but a race to yourself.
Okay, Thomas. You want me to believe that this cop just pulled over on a back row and pulled this guy out to whoop him? I do not believe that. I don't. And, you know, if I'm wrong, I'll be the first to say it. I was wrong. But I don't believe that. I'm not getting down like that. Let's take another caller here on the Matt Kike and Flowood phone line. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Yeah, okay. So I just watched the video, and Thomas obviously doesn't know what it takes to be a highway patrolman because they don't have backup like a normal city cop would. So they're out there by themselves regardless. So if the guy was in handcuffs and wasn't complying with the officer's directions, then okay. He has to do what he has to do to get the guy under control and back in the car.
I agree. And that's what I saw. The guy's out there by himself. He's being, and Thomas can see it, through whatever rose-colored glasses he wants. The cop, they are getting closer and closer and closer to the cop. There's a guy walking up from the other side of from the front of the police car coming up that way from that truck that's parked on the side of the road. And then there's the guy behind him filming that's doing all the hooting and hollering. But none of the video starts until they're already out in the middle of the road.
Yeah. So, I mean, unless Thomas wants to go through highway patrolman courses and actually become a highway patrolman, he needs to shut the hell up.
he only cares about this because the perp was black, and I hate having to take it down to that level. That's the only reason he's upset. He started sending me a bunch of text messages Friday night, cussing me out about it. I didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to watch the video till yesterday.
About the Jackson police officer thing. Now on that one, was there video of them beating the guy, or was it just eyewitness testimony? Like, I'm not sure. I wasn't following that one.
I believe there's some. I don't know. If there's eyewitness or not, man. Or it's been a while. I need to go back and see and check out the evidence part of it. But nobody. I guess there's not video. There may have been some body cam. If JPD has body cam, I'm not sure. But I don't believe any of that was the case. I don't know if there was video or not. But the guy got roughed up a little bit, I guess, and then he died later. It's a bad deal, but it wasn't. He was resisting. I mean, it's the best I can tell. That's the biggest problem with all this, right? All these guys are getting these situations with the police where it just simply complying and not resisting changes everything. But the second you go into that mode, it doesn't matter what you're in handcuffs or being arrested for. It doesn't matter how minor it is. Once you decide to fight the officer, it resets officers. The deck. It doesn't matter. You know, it's like pursuits. It don't matter what you were running for. It's the fact that you ran.
Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't know too much about that case, but I mean, if you have a body, or regardless if they resisted, or once somebody dies, it becomes a whole another issue. So I mean, and in Jackson, you already know what's going to happen with the mayor. So
I don't know, man. It's a sad situation. Look, I hate it, man. I mean, we'll find out what happens with this. You know, they're going to do an investigation. You know, the Highway Patrol, I assume Highway Patrol all have body cams. They got dash cams, the whole nine yards. We'll find out what happened. And yeah. I mean, they don't play no games over there. If that highway patrolman's in the wrong, he'll pay the consequences.
Well, Thomas needs to just go and talk to the highway patrolman so he'll know what the hell they go through.
he ain't about that life. All right, brother. I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, man. Look, Lacey's on hold. Lacey, stay on hold through the break, and I will be you'll be the first person when we come back. Listen to the Clay Edwards Show on 103.9 WYAB. All right, welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Let's go straight to Lacey on the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line. She stayed on hold. Hey, Lacey, you can finish it off for us.
Hi, Clay. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I just wanted to say, back in the day when the police would stop you, you would stop. We have respect for the police. Today, they're being taught. Children are being taught to not respect the police. If that man got out of the car, then that's saying, I'm in control. So he put himself in that situation. And whatever came out of that is to blame on him.
I agree, 100%. I mean, look, I ain't got no problem with the people stopping and filming the cops. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. We've done the same thing, if that's what they want to do. But that was interfering with the police. They can be arrested for that kind of filming.
That's right.
Stand back, keep your mouth shut, and film.
When authority says sit, you sit. When authority says shut up, you shut up, regardless to whether you did wrong or not. Shut your mouth and, you know, obey the law.
Get out of the situation alive and live to fight another day. It sucks. I talk about it all the time. I don't like feeling like I've been demoralized or feel, you know, like another dude emasculated me or something like that. But you know what? I want to go home to my family that night, and I want to get out of this situation, and I will live to fight another day. Hey, Lacey, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, man, that's the end of the show today. Great show. Appreciate everybody calling except Thomas. Y'all have a blessed one. And we'll be back tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mike Madison's up next. Podcast will be available here in a few minutes at clayedwardsshow.com.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. as the Clay Edwards Show discusses all that is going on in and around the city of Jackson.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Right here on 103.9 WYAB.